Three of Northern Ireland's most compelling visually impaired artists, Joe Kenny, Andrea Begley and Future Her, are joining forces for Label Me Live, which is an exclusive one-night event taking place at the Black Box in Belfast on Thursday the 1st of October. And I'm delighted to be joined by RNIB's Joe Kenny, who's also the event organiser. So, first of all, Joe, thanks as ever for joining us.
Thank you very much, Barry.
So I believe you secured some funding from Belfast City Council. Can you first of all tell us how that came about and how receiving the support has helped you transform your initial concept for this showcase into a reality?
Sure, no problem at all. So I obtained funding for putting on this gig from what's called the University of Atypical Arts and Disabilities Sounds Atypical Music Award. And that's funded through Belfast City Council. The idea being, like, I'm a musician, I'm a singer-songwriter, some of your listeners might know, but I thought I'd dip my toe in the water of putting on an event, actually proper gig promotion, proper ticketed event. But I know as a blind person that there are barriers to going out and enjoying live music. It's not as simple as it sounds, because you've got to get to the venue. Once you're at the venue, there's like barriers such as like finding your seat, finding a toilet, finding the bar, finding your way back from the bar to your seat. Even just knowing what's going on stage, if there's a bit of like a visual show going on, all these kind of things can be barriers to just going out and enjoying some good live music. So a lot of this money, this grant, is used to kind of trying to sort of break down those barriers, trying to level the playing field so that whether you're blind, partially sighted, fully sighted, or any other disability, you can come out and enjoy what I hope will be a terrific night of live music with myself, Andrea, and Future Her.
What ties your musical styles together, Joe? What kind of atmosphere can audiences expect on the night from three distinct sets?
I suppose the common theme is guitars. There's lots of guitars. So I suppose it can be all covered with, I suppose folk would be a theme running through it. But when I say folk, I don't mean sort of like, you know, some people might be thinking of like the Dubliners or something like that. No, it's more like, I suppose, modern folk, contemporary folk. So Future Her is quite an edgy sound. Kind of, I'd say it's quite rocky in a sense. Myself and Andrea maybe are a bit more the mellow side of things, but I think the three sounds, the three sets will work well together. I really do.
And Andrea, for anyone that doesn't know, was a past winner of The Voice. And yourself, you've released music and you've recorded an album.
Yep, absolutely. I'm just about to release a new EP called Time Will Tell on the 25th of September. So that's exciting. Trying to talk about new EPs and gigs at the same time, I thought that would be easy, but it's quite difficult trying to keep the two things kind of running concurrently. But I released some music there recently. And Andrea, as you know, is the winner of The Voice UK in 2013 and has quite an established career over here in terms of gigging and live music. And of course, Future Her then, she had some songs released a number of years ago. She's got a very distinctive voice. And of course, she's quite lively on the local gig scene as well.
This event has been explicitly promoted as fully accessible and designed with blind and visually impaired people in mind, Joe. What specific features or considerations have you built into the gig to ensure a truly inclusive experience?
Yeah, well, I'm advertising this as the most accessible gig in Ireland. And so I challenge anyone to come up with a more accessible gig than this. For a start, we have companion tickets available when you buy a full price ticket. We have audio description during the show to describe what's going on stage. Then we have the actual venue is totally level throughout. There's no steps from the door right through to any other part of the building that you'll be needing on the night. Total level access. And then as well as that, then we have people who are trained sighted guides who will be there on the night, who will be able to take you, if you arrive on your own, and be able to take you from the door right through wherever you want to be. If you want to go and get a drink, if you want to go to the loo, anything like that, there's people around here who basically know how to guide and will be on hand to help.
And why was choosing a central, accessible location so critical for the community you're bringing together?
Because I know myself, I'm totally blind. And whilst I'm a huge music fan, love music, love live music, it's not as easy as it should be. And some venues aren't particularly accessible in terms of the new steps and lifts and all sorts of other barriers and strange layouts of rooms and things. And we wanted to find a venue that A was easy to get to. So the Black Box in Belfast is literally, it couldn't be much easier to get to. A taxi would leave you right to the door. There's also like good access to public transport into Belfast if you're coming from further afield as well. From then, like you've got really easy access through the front door and on into the building. It's a really, really suitable venue.
And you touched on it yourself there, but often live music venues treat accessibility as a checklist item sometimes rather than a foundational design choice. What lessons do you hope mainstream venue owners and promoters would take from how you've structured this night?
It's fundamental. A person with sight loss and a person with any disability, let's be honest, we know ourselves the difficulty that you can have in some of these, especially a lot of live music venues are old buildings. And so in there comes sometimes, like if they have a listed building or it's got some very, you know, very historic architecture or whatever, it can then mean that they don't want to adapt it for what we would call a modern living, you know, with all the, in terms of like accessibility and inclusive.
Yeah.
So I think if live music venues could just think when they're designing their layout and designing their access and designing their stage layout, because this isn't just about the audience members. This is also about us, the artists. I mean, it has to be accessible for us too. Can you get on stage? Can you get around? Can you get to the, you know, to the dressing room? Can you manage to get yourself in and out of the venue? I know that's important. And I think we all would hope that live music venues could pay a little bit more attention to access when they're designing their layouts. I know the Black Box guys are really passionate about accessibility, and but from talking to the staff and the people who run the venue, they get it. They understand what I'm trying to do here. And like, let's be honest, they're the experts in their own venue, and they know what they, how accessible and how inclusive their venue is. So that's why it was the obvious choice, you know.
Well, it sounds as if you put a lot of time and effort into putting this event on. What do you hope the audience and your fellow performers carry away from the event?
Well, firstly, I hope to have a really good night. That's the first thing, because at the end of the day, it's music, it's fun, it's meant to be a good night out. That's the first thing. After that, then, I hope they can go away with their kind of, hopefully, a renewed sense that live music is something a blind person can be a part of, the live music scene. And like, I know in towns and cities across the UK, there's a real scene around live music. There's usually the same people appear at gigs, and you get to know people and you build friendships and whatever through that. And like, that's how it all works. And I hope that if anybody feels at the moment that maybe they don't feel part of that scene, that maybe coming out to a gig like the one we're trying to put on kind of gives them a renewed sense of, yeah, I can do this. It's for me too, you know.
Now, I'm sure you're looking forward to showcasing some of your new stuff as well. It's taking place on Thursday, the 1st of October, Joe. How do people get tickets for the event and how much are they?
Absolutely. This is important stuff. So it's Thursday, the 1st of October at the Black Box. The best way to get tickets is to go to the blackboxbelfast.co.uk website. And if you just search Label Me Live, you'll find us. And just there's a box office process that you can buy your own tickets. Or if you just want to look at my website, just joekenny.net. I've got a link on there too. And if you follow me on social medias, if you're that way inclined, if you're on Instagram or whatever, just Joe Kenny Music. I have a lot of information on there about how to book tickets, and there's a bit of information about how to get a companion ticket if that's what you need and that kind of thing, you know. Tickets are priced at £10. And I say if you do need a companion ticket, it's free as long as you buy a full price ticket along with it.
Well, it sounds a great night. I wish you lots of success when the night arrives. RNIB's PR and Communications Officer, plus singer-songwriter and now gig promoter, Joe Kenny, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Grant, thank you so much, Barry.